Welcome to the audio production of Snatched from the Flames, One Man's Journey to Uncover the Family Secrets Buried in His Bloodstained Past by Nathan Reynolds. This book is dedicated to the survivors, those wounded ones whose brilliant lives were snuffed out in the blackened flames of monotony, madness, and murder. For it is the glory of Yahweh to conceal a matter, but it is the honor of kings to search it out. Proverb of Solomon. The book you are about to read is a true story. It is published in direct disobedience to the family's orders. Some of the names, places, and dates may have been changed. This has been done to protect the innocent. With that being said, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear will find a dangerous map hidden within. The format, chapter location, and structure are engineered to facilitate the revelation of this map. If you can decipher the text, use the clue, and follow the breadcrumbs, they will lead you to those gold-laden coffers of chaos, the perpetrators of perversion, and those sycophantic serpents hiding in plain sight. May each of you hungry hunters seek to expose truth, freedom, and redemption to all. I challenge every person who starts this book to read it all the way through. Read it carefully, page by page, and chapter by chapter until its final word. This book will not be easy to read. There will be a million reasons to quit along the way to its conclusion. But if you endure the distractions, fears, and frustrations, I assure you of this, it will be worth it. For the words written within have the power to change your life and the lives of this world forever. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Unknown. Where do you begin a story that would take years to share? Do you start on the day they held you underwater until you thought you'd drown? What about the bitterly cold night when, as a young child, they made you kill a stranger? How about the time you were bleeding out after being shot and stabbed, watching death come to harvest your furious soul? Why not share what it feels like to tell your beautiful wife your past was a lie and the truth is filled with secrets of the darkest kinds? That waiting behind the cracked lid of reality is horrors, madness, and murder. I could tell you stories that would freeze the blood in your veins, turning them into petrified rivers of shock, terror, and disbelief. The kind of memories that squeeze the air from your lungs and leave you breathless, desperate to dismiss them as crazy fantasy. But I don't think this book is for those stories. No. Those stories will be whispered in the quiet to those who need to know so that they too can be set free. Freed from whatever it is they were made to do or was done unto them. Those wounded ones, those survivors of atrocities, so horrible, most scream and wail, desperately denying they even exist. Denial can only keep you comfortable for so long. Soon, the day will come when the houses of ignorance we've built our lives upon will come crumbling down. I assure you of this. There is such a thing as radical, intelligent evil, and I was bred and born firmly into its clutches. But I was not made for those shackles of slavery, nor were those irons made to keep my soul from ever becoming free. As it's been written, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Through many love-filled but tear-stained experiences, I have come to know the truth, and it is because of the truth I write you these words as a free man. I write these words with free choice, burning a path of hope, which is turning the darkness of my past into the redemptive story of good redeeming evil, a story of light piercing the maddening darkness and revealing to the world that hope is waiting for all those souls held in prisons of destruction, despair, and death. We could start this tale with the introduction, acknowledgments in chapter one, but I think instead it's best if we start much later. We will begin where I hoped it would have ended, but the boy meets girl and they lived happily ever after was never meant to be. Our story begins when in walked my safe harbor, the woman who held me tight while pierced hands of hope ripped me out of the underworld of secrets and murder. It was a world which sought with reckless abandon to drag me back into its poisoned abyss. Together, their hands would hold on to me as ancient royal families who rule underworld empires of beauty, bondage, and blood did their best to snuff out our redemption.